Most people, Christians and non-Christian alike, are shocked to find out that Jesus himself said nothing either for or against homosexuality. And it is this thorny little detail that you will never hear mentioned in a conservative church. Because ministers frequently tell people that Jesus was against homosexuality, their followers assume there is a sound biblical reason for such a belief. Adolf Hitler is quoted as saying, "Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it." Just as this principle enabled Hitler to get otherwise good people to enact genocide, while still others turned their heads in order not to see, so have some leaders in the religious right employed this technique with horrible consequences for the LGBT community. Jesus did not utter a single word about homosexual sex, love, or relationships. According to the four Gospels and all the known Gnostic Gospels, Jesus never even broached the subject. In the 2004 presidential election, George W. Bush was very successful in firing up the passion of conservative Christians by using wedge issues like gay marriage. This strategy helped him win a second term. What is odd is not that a politician would appeal to religious convictions to get votes. Politicians have been doing that throughout history. What is odd is that the principles that Jesus taught, such as nonviolence and helping the poor, were not mentioned by Bush. The only issues that seemed to excite conservative Christians were gay rights and abortion, two issues that Jesus never discussed. If Jesus himself didn't say anything specific about homosexuals one way or another, all anyone can do is guess what his thoughts on the subject might have been. Conservative Christians have argued that he didn't say anything about it because it was not an issue at that time, but that if Jesus were on earth today, he would certainly denounce gay relationships. There are several holes in that theory. First, same-sex relationships were all around Jesus. During the time when Jesus was alive, what is now Israel, then Palestine, was controlled by the Roman Empire. Romans, as we noted in the last chapter, were known for their affinity for same-sex relationships. It was not uncommon for Roman men to have a younger man as a lover, and gay ritual sex and prostitution were common in Roman pagan rituals. It would have been impossible for Jesus not to be aware of this. In fact, in Matthew 8:5-13, Jesus heals a boy who is believed to be the sexual companion of a Roman soldier. In the passage, Jesus does not denounce their relationship, but rather shows compassion to the soldier and his young friend by healing the boy. Most translations of this passage refer to the young man as a servant or a slave. However, the Greek word used to describe the ailing servant is pais, which is the same word used to refer to a same-gender partner. It is also worth noting that not only did Jesus heal the boy, he held the soldier up as an example of what it meant to have true faith, a far cry from how many conservative Christians responded to the AIDS crisis. In light of this, Jesus' silence about this issue speaks volumes. Either Jesus saw nothing wrong with gay relationships, or he didn't feel it was important enough to comment on, either way. Certainly, it was not a central part of his teaching. So why such passion on the part of some Christians toward an issue that Jesus didn't think was important enough to mention? No one reading the Bible with an honest and open mind can say that Jesus was for or against homosexuality, as there is no record of him commenting on it. But like modern issues, example, stem cell research, upon which Jesus did not comment, we can look at other issues that Jesus did comment on to get a very good idea where he would have come down on the issue.